Okay, check, check. Addiction and Redemption, episode 50-something. It's been a while. Took a little hiatus, and then I saw a friend of mine, Kathy, on Saturday, and she was like, "What happened to your podcast? You said that people don't like it now that it's happy, but I was listening." So I was like, "Yeah, maybe I should resurrect it." So I made her a promise that I would get it back into integrity this week, and here it is Friday afternoon at 5:28, and I got to honor what I said I would do. So brought to you by Keenest Coaching. We're like 55 episodes in, over almost 17,000 downloads, I think. So thanks to everyone who's been listening. I really appreciate it. And we're going to kind of resurrect this podcast and just keep the story going. I was kind of telling myself a story that people only want to hear gore, and they only want to hear, you know, just the brutalness of what it's like to be addicted. But apparently people like to hear the flip side of it too. And I can always resurrect or whip out an old story, you know, from back in the day just for the fun of it. You know what I mean? It's not like we can't talk about fun stuff or not so fun stuff that happened way back when, while we're also talking about what's good now. So anyway, we left off. I just listened to the last episode. It seemed a little rambly, so I apologize for that. But it's we left off with, it's June of 2008. And in June of 2007, I was in rehab, and in May of 2007, my life had been annihilated. It was just destroyed. In May of 2006, I was in Japan, right, wandering around the one of those islands, one of which I don't even know where I was, as I said in the telling of those stories, but or that story. And now here I am. It's June of 2007 or 2008 rather, and I'm sitting on the beach, and I'm developing this deep, deep, deep love for the water in Lake Michigan, and I'm starting to windsurf, and I'm working very hard. I'm showing up to work every day. I'm giving my all to this new job and getting to work early every day and riding my bike 10 miles from Rogers Park to the loop on the bike path very often and skateboarding. And now I fall in love with windsurfing, and windsurfing took over my soul. It just, I can't really explain what it did. It just took me. It just grabbed me. It just cinched me and took me under its wing. It like kind of possessed me. And I fell in love with the water in a way I never anticipated happening. And the more I windsurfed, the better I got. And so by the fall, I'm windsurfing and the wind's starting to pick up. And all of a sudden, I'm windsurfing. I'm not just practicing. I know what I'm doing, and the wind's blowing harder, and I'm going faster. And I'm really starting to understand this craft, and I'm really starting to become one with the vessel and one with the water and one with the earth and one with the universe. And there's all this other cool stuff going on. And I'm still doing the sales thing. And there's this girl that came into the picture about then named Robin. And she was, my instinct is she was the devil. But she kind of came around early, like very early on, but she kind of made an appearance in that summer, actually, in like June or July of 2008. And we started having coffee together, and we had this very deep bond. We had a very, very, very deep connection from the get-go. And you might call that twin soul energy or twin flame energy or something, but something about when I connected with this girl at the time, she was very young, she's 9 years younger than me, that just felt like cosmic. So she's visiting me on my lunch breaks at work, and we're having coffee, and the thing with Liza's kind of run its course. I think she at some point told me I was a psycho and I was stalking her or something, and just to go away. So I just did. I don't think I even responded to her last text. I didn't see her for a couple years thereafter. But whatever, you know, it's all good. God bless. And this other girl kind of comes into my life, and I met her at one of the meetings, you know, early on when I had maybe 6 or 7 months or 8 months or something like that. So she's kind of come into my experience. And so now I got this windsurfing thing and I got this other girl thing going on, and I'm actually starting to get really, you know, I'm always chasing some girl in AA, and I'm not really being the best person I can be about that. I'm going to just go ahead and own that up front, or outright rather. And And that's a whole other story. I could start a podcast just called Women. I might actually start a podcast just called Women. But so I'm kind of trying to juggle this part of my life. And the thing about Liza is I really loved her so much. I mean, I just completely loved every speck of her soul. She was just so beautiful to me. And this other girl I really loved from the get-go too. But that part of my life has always just been a little funky, and we'll get to challenging, I guess you say, and we'll get to that down the road here. But so this is kind of all that's going on in that summer of 2007 or 2008. I'm just working hard, and I'm building up my pipeline, and I'm running these demos. Demos are product demonstrations of the software I was selling, and I'm just getting ready to start selling stuff. I'm not really selling stuff yet, but I'm getting deals into my pipeline, and I've got quotes out, and I'm following up with people, and I'm setting up follow-up appointments, and I'm just doing everything I possibly can. I'm still relatively new at sales. I really didn't have a good track record at sales. This is just this guy, John, again, he just gave me the break of the lifetime. And I'm off of probation. I still don't have a driver's license, by the way. I didn't have a driver's license for quite some time being almost a decade or maybe even longer. But I'm just really kind of, I'm just doing well. I'm just making it work. I got a few bucks in my pocket, and I'm starting to fall in love with windsurfing, and I've been in love with a couple girls now, and I've broken a heart or two, and life is just working. So go back 2 years. Where was I 2 years ago? I was in Japan, waking up out of a blackout, coming off Ambien and heroin and Klonopin and alcohol and everything else. And in between Japan and here, I've been to jail, and I've been to jail again, and I've been to jail again. And then I went to rehab, and then I went to rehab again, and detox and nightmares and just a god-awful existence. And now it's like windsurfing, girls, and sales, and these beautiful long bike rides from downtown back to Chicago, back to Rogers Park. Just these beautiful long bike rides along the lake. And getting to know my neighbors and spending time on the beach at the Sherwin where I lived. And life is just good. And it stayed this way for a while. And I think this is a shorter episode, but I think I'm going to transition into kind of the next phase in the next talk. So I'll probably skip over a larger chunk of time to kind of get to the next major junction in the story of addiction and redemption and ultimately how I became a surfer and then what ultimately led me to coaching and then what led me to California from there on out. And I realize that it covers a rather vast stretch of time, but I think I'm going to end this episode here and then pick up in the next episode. So thanks again for listening. Thanks to you to all of the loyal listeners. I appreciate you all so much. I love you so much. And brought to you by Dave Keenest, Keenest Coaching. Check out my website, davekeenest.com. If you're looking at making a shift in your life, either romantically, financially, anything else in between those things, spiritually, hit me up. And I'd be happy to talk with you free of charge for an hour or two and see if you see something for yourself. So have a beautiful day. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.